This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin has announced he'll retire in October after 28 years with DPD. Pazin became chief in 2018. His tenure was marked with multiple excessive force lawsuits and complaints over the department's handling of the 2020 George Floyd protests. Pazin also started the city's hotspot program to target violent crime. Mayor Michael Hancock has nominated DPD Division Chief Ron Thomas to be the next chief. Thomas will run day-to-day operations beginning September 6th until he's confirmed by City Council. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in Colorado today. She says Democrats' new climate package is only the beginning of efforts to help save the Colorado River. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Pelosi spoke at NCAR, the Climate and Water Research Campus in Boulder. She was promoting the new Democratic law that includes several billion dollars to address Colorado River shortages. She said the money sets the stage for the feds to assist Western states in their responses.
It's not a question of what we tell them, it's how we listen to them as to what the best possible path is to go forward. But if we get a running start with some of the resources, we can see a clearer path rather than just coming with nothing.
Recently, the Bureau of Reclamation told some lower basin states it'll reduce how much water they get from the river. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado hospitals will be required to follow new standards to make bills more affordable for moderate and low-income patients. Patients who qualify for financial help will receive discounts or payment plans from hospitals. The law also caps how much moderate to low-income people can be charged. This is CPR News.